chapter number 54, beginning at verse number 16 through 17. God got this, and God got me too. He got you this, and He got you too. That's good news, isn't it? So that's good news, isn't it? That's good news. Amen, amen. That which God creates, He also controls. I know you thought your enemy was acting independent, but God says, that was mine. I know you thought your troubles was just taking a personal matter, but God is saying, I'm in that too.
My God, hallelujah.
I am with certainty this morning that as I stand before you, that there is one thing that we all have in common this morning. And that is, at some point last week, or yesterday, or this morning, you felt like your life was out of control. All of us. Out of control in that you don't have enough time, enough hours in the day to do what you need to do. As soon as you get home from work, the child has an activity. Now you got to take the child here. Then you have to come back and you have to give time to the relationship, to the romance. And then your mom and your dad call and they're aging and you got to fit them in too. And it all starts over the next day. We all at some point feel like our life is spinning out of control. What do you do when you feel like your life is out of control and the God who is supposed to be in control disappears? What do you do when you call upon the name of the Lord because your life is spinning and you just can't get grounded and you just can't get things in gear? And you say, God, now where are you? And are you still in control? I know what you did for sister so-and-so. And I know what you did for the brother over there. But I'm just talking about me right now. Are you still in control? Because it seems to me if you are in control, you will come and rescue me. Now the funny thing about control is for those who think that you have a control on your life.
Don't get it twisted.
For those that think that you have a control on your life. Perhaps you feel like you have an insight that no one else can see. Therefore, I got this thing. I can do this all by myself. I can close my eyes and still do this. Because you think that you're in control. And then life throws you a curveball to show you that you're not in control. You never was in control. And the truth of the matter, you never knew what you was doing anyway. So sometimes God has to humble us to show us that yes, He is still in control. I said God is still in control. Now the fact that God is in control sometimes leaves the door or the window open for us to think that, well, if God is in control, does He really know what's going on with me? Because I know, God, that you're able to do those things for them. And you have done those things for them. But it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, Lord, I'm standing. I got a need. I'm going through. And to make matters worse, when I was on the top, I always showed down below and I helped some people and I can't find not one to stand by me now. I was on top and I was giving and I was sowing and here he is. I'm in need and where are my friends now? Lord, if I could just have one. If I could just have one to bring this thing back into focus.
My God.
You know, I was thinking about this passage this morning and I was saying, God, why do you choose people sometimes that that really are the best people. You know, well, why don't you choose people that is just doing anything and don't care? And you know, this morning I had this thing where the Spirit of God was saying, because I can use them. You know how sometimes God will take you high, and then he'll take you higher, and then he'll move and let you drop. And so my thing is, why did you do that? And perhaps the answer is because more people see you. You see, whatever God does, God is doing it for his glory. So if God wants to pick you out, to pick on you, then he finds the one that has the most focus so that he can really get his glory. Morning to talk to somebody who society say you're a big shot and now you've fallen down. It's all right that you fall down, because the good man falls down seven times, but God lifts him up. And I lifted myself up the last time, but God is going to do it this time. And when I come through this time, it's going to be like pure gold, because God did it. God got this thing. You going through. Understand that God created your storm.
Yes, he did.
Now, if God created your storm, then that means that God can control your storm. You need to know, and you need to have the blessed assurance that in your chaos,
thank you, Lord God,
God is building character.
Yes, sir.
So he allows us to go through some things so that he can build us up. Remember, when he created you to have an image of him. So what God did was God reversed, looked at himself, took a picture, and said, that's you in the negative. But I got to take you through the storms, through the mountains, through the darkness, and bring you to the light so that they can see God in you. And so God begins to take us to the light. And because we can see a glimpse of the light, we often try to get ahead of God. But God loves us so much that he just pulls us back and says, no, baby, you're going through this storm. You can cry, you can shout, you can do whatever you want to do, but you're going through this storm. I came to tell somebody the trouble that you find yourself in this morning. That set of trouble got your name on it. And if it has your name on it, you better believe those troubles are not going to kill you. If God wanted to kill you, he would have did it long time ago. If God wanted to destroy you, he would have did it long time ago. It's a setup for a blessing, baby. You got to understand, God is setting you up. Everybody else is laughing at you. Everybody else is saying it won't work. And God is saying, watch me. Watch me bless my child. Watch me make a way out of no way. Watch me pull my child through. He's doing it for his glory. Now, everything that you find yourself going through, God has purpose behind it. I'm going to say that again. Everything that you find yourself going through, God has purpose behind it. That thing that you worried about, it did not surprise God when it happened. As a matter of fact, you need to understand, your troubles went to God. And say, knock, knock, God, can I come in? And he says, come in. And then Satan wants to play around and he wants to talk small talk. Don't you hate it when folk come to you and they talk small talk? Tell me what you come for. What do you mean you talk about that? Tell me what it is. Satan talking small talk. God says, you taking too much of my time. Let me go ahead and tell you what you came for. Have you considered my servant Job? Have you considered my servant who named this and named that? God knows what he showed up for. And he says to God, you know, I would, but you know, you got hedge of protection around that. But if you remove that hedge, a protection.
Okay.
I bet they'll curse you to your face. If you remove that hedge of protection, I bet they'll walk away from you then, God. I bet they'll go back to the same old tricks they used to be. If you remove that hedge of protection, I bet then they won't be talking about the Lord will make a way and praise the Lord. Yeah. Remove that hedge of protection. See, sometimes when we begin to go through something, we love the love of God, but we don't like to see the wrath of God. See, but one of the things that the prophet Isaiah says in this chapter, chapter number 14, around verse 3 or 4, he says, everything that God does, he says, you don't have to worry about him being angry with you. He says, his kindness is too strong for you. I love God because God says, through loving kindness have I drawn thee. Make no mistake while you're here this morning. God says, I'm going to give you some troubles that's going to push you to 4605 this morning. I'm going to give you some troubles this morning going to push you to download a sermon. I'm going to give you some troubles going to push you to get on your knees and pray. I'm going to give you some troubles that's going to push you. But as God begins to push and you begin to pray, you keep on praying. And you pray a little harder. You pray a little longer. You just pray until something. And so God allowed something to happen in your life. And when God allowed this thing to happen in your life, you have to understand that God is in control of the chaos, of the crazy, of the situations, of the circumstances in your life. It looks bad, but God says, I'm still
in control.
In control. He's still in control, even when it doesn't feel good. But God, I love you, Lord. And God, I've been crying out to you. And he says, that's why I chose you. I chose you because you've been crying out to me. I couldn't choose someone that don't know me. Because this set of troubles will kill them. But it's just going to crystallize. Stepping out.
My God.
Here come your praise yourself. Blessing after blessing.
Yes.
Here come your praise yourself. Still praying to God. Here come your praise yourself. Still talking about my daddy will make a way. Here come your praise yourself. My God, he will set me. Here come your praise yourself. Here come your praise yourself. Here come your praise yourself. I know that God is going to deliver me. When Satan goes to God, he goes to God to get authorization to move in your life. He has to have permission.
You gotta have permission.
And so God authorized your enemies to come after you. Because if God doesn't authorize it, then God can't stop it.
What you say?
So that's why on the cross, he said, you're not going to kill me. I'm going to give it. So if I give it, if I lay it down in the town, I can come back and pick it up again. He says, if you lay your burdens down, any time, baby, you can come back and make that burden a blessing. If you lay it at the cross, if you lay it at the altar, set of troubles. And what I like about God is that when God authorized something, when he gets tired of somebody picking at you, the same God who authorized your trouble can come back and arrest your trouble. What is the last time God arrested? arrested something in your life. Death was standing at your door, and God said, arrest it, baby. Haters were coming all around you. God said, arrest it, baby. Foreclosure on your door, and God says, arrest it, baby. Because of His amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Hey, give Him some praise in His heart. What He authorized. The issue becomes, do I trust that God got this? You see, if God got this, then I don't have to worry about it. But in order for me to know that God got this, I must know God.
That's it right there.
See,
that's it right there.
I thank you kindly for praying for me. But I need for you to understand, if you ever walk out of my life, it doesn't change my relationship with God. I need for you to understand, any day of my life, if you decide to lie and to hate, it doesn't change my relationship with God. You got to know that God is going to stick by you when everybody walk out. When the situations come and the storms come, God says, baby, I got you, and you can rest assured. He says, I never leave you, I never forsake you, and if you put your faith in me, He says, I'll make a way. If you put your faith in me, He says, I'll supply all of your needs. If you put your faith in me, He says, I'll make your enemies your footstool. If you put your faith in me, He says, no weapon that's formed against you will prosper. If you put your faith in me, He says, even when it looks dark, He says, even when it looks for night, for your coming. When is the last time everybody walked out, but you said, God, you just walked in. It was a setup from the start. I knew, God, you were coming to see about me. I knew you were on time, God. I knew you would never leave me. I knew you would never forsake me. Now stand back and see the salvation of your life as God stepped in. And the stuff that you couldn't do, all of a sudden it begins to fall in place. Because I told you the weapon that's falling shall prosper. And now the folks that used to block you, all of a sudden they become a blessing.
What you say?
Do you trust God to be in control? Now, if you trust God to be in control, you understand that you're going to go through something, but you're going to come out of something. Listen to this. In life, you find yourself under attack, but never cry. You find yourself under attack, but never cry.
Yes, sir.
So that's why Isaiah says, he writes about God. He says, now, I don't need to crack up in this situation. Because I already know no weapons formed against me shall prosper. As a matter of fact, I didn't quote that right. Because it didn't say no weapons. It said no weapons. Just one. Because the Bible declares that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. So whenever the accuser comes, I'm glad God has authorization to arrest my accuser. You may be right. I did what you heard I did. But God still give me grace. You may be right. You saw me coming from where I was coming from. You may be right. But God still is a loving God. You may be right. I did what you know about. Oh, He's a forgiving God. He's a forgiving God. So even under attack, never cry. Because you have to understand that every weapon that is formed, when that weapon is formed, now God says to the blacksmith, He says, now you go ahead and blow. Now, the blacksmith were the ones that made the weapons. They get the fire and they get the metal or the steel and they make the fire. And so now watch this. Now you got to be careful with this, because what I learned is that what God was saying was the same blacksmith that was making the weapon for God turned their back against God, and then they started attacking you. You call them friends. I told you God got this. See, God created everything for his purpose. So once upon a time, you were down with them like four flat tops. And then a storm came in your life, and all of a sudden somebody stole your hubcaps, and they ran, and they left you just stranded. They left you without no hope. They left you without nothing. But God says, I'm right there, baby. See, you got to understand that when the accuser comes, God says, I got that. I told you that weapon wasn't going to prosper. Because God is in control. So if God is in control, the things that God permits to come your way that has your name on it, they are designed for your blessings. They are designed for your blessings. Because all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So as it comes, understand that there's a purpose that God had in mind. There's a purpose for your cancer. There's a purpose for your headaches. There's a purpose for your heartaches. There's a purpose that you be rejected. There's a purpose for your layoff. There's a purpose for your promotion. There's a purpose for a bad economy. There's a purpose for everything that you've gone through. Nothing that you've gone through in life is a waste. Nothing is a waste. Somebody needs to hear your story. One of the worst things to do is be going through something and somebody who's never experienced anything want to tell you how to fix all the pain. So you find yourself going through something. And this person has this wonderful idea for you. While their house is all jacked up. They have this cute little suggestion for you. While their house is all just torn apart. You know, you sometimes ought to stop and say, you know, that sounds really well. When is the last time you tried that? Because as I recall, you going through something too. So while you giving me that advice, why don't you keep it for yourself? I'm going to stay on bending knees. I'm going to see what my daddy got to say about it. Look to the hill. It's coming to my help. I'm going to seek you first, the kingdom of God. I'm going to see what his righteousness is saying to me. I've been through something, and when I was under attack, I never cried up because I understand that God got me in the midst of the same. God got you. Don't worry about your haters. Don't worry about your troubles. God got you. God got you.
Thank you, Lord.
And God signed your name to your troubles. Understand this.
Thank you, Lord.
That is, God will give you fame for your shame.
That's it. All right.
He'll give you fame for your shame. Because he told you that it would not prosper.
That's what he said.
And God then said to you, watch this, I'll make your name great. What he didn't tell you was the garbage that you have to go through to get to greatness. You got to go through something for God to get your name great. And so here we are talking about God bless me and make my name great. And God is saying, okay, come on, let's go through something. And then when God begins to send you through something, he says, now you still trust me, right? And what I don't know about right here, God, because it looks to me like you should have did this and you should have moved over there. And then God says, but do you know where I'm taking you? No. Well, how do you know I'm wrong in my decision? I'm in control right now. And see, what God begins to do is begins to take us through something. And as he begins to take us through something, he says, now, I want to make your name great. And so the best way in 2013 to make someone name great is to send them through the mud first.
My God.
expense that a small business will have is advertisement. God says, I'll take care of that for you. I give you public service announcements. I'll allow trouble to come in your life. It'll be so bad, folk will talk about it, advertise it for you.
Thank you. Free of charge.
I know you're crying. I know you're embarrassed. But this is a setup. But God, everybody know my business. That's exactly how I want. But God, I got caught in that thing. I know, baby. I'm glad you got caught. I allowed you to get caught. I'm glad you got embarrassed. So now when I pull you through that thing, they owe me all the glory. In spite of what you did, he says, my grace is sufficient. In spite of your boo-boos and mistakes, he says, I'm not concerned about that. I know the heart that you have. I know you're seeking after me. I know you're coming after me. I know I can trust you with your life. I know when you come through, you'll sing and you'll dance and you'll give me some praise. I know that I can deliver you. You will never, nobody did it but God. I know I can use you for this set of troubles. And so God begins to come and God brings you through some stuff. And as God brings you through some stuff, everybody knows your business. And God is saying, but I'll take care of that.
Thank you, Lord God.
For every tongue,
thank you, Lord God.
I shall rise.
Thank you, Lord God.
Against you in judgment, he says, I shall condemn. Now, condemn is this legal word. Watch this. Condemn is this legal word, which means not even to buy the property. It means to take it by force. You got to get this thing. I told you Wednesday night you were here that God was shifting because the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. So that sinner that got your stuff, God says, I'm going to condemn that thing. He says, I'm going to go and I'm going to take it by force. In other words, put their tongue on you. And he says, everything that rises up against you, he says, I'm going to condemn. Not only does condemn means to take it, but it means to then just annihilate it, to just destroy it. The enemy that you worried about in just a few days, God says, you'll see him no more. You'll see him no more. You know that tax teller you were worried about, your enemy, and you'll see it no more. You know trying to get an approval from the bank, he says, and you'll see it no more. You know trying to get somebody to understand your vision, he says, and you'll see it no more. Every tongue that rises up against you to judge you, he says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. You know the truth of the matter is, how can you judge someone and you don't know where they are? You don't know my story. You don't know why I did what I did. And the truth of the matter is, and I'm not ashamed, maybe it was wrong, but it was my best right out of the wrong that I had. So before you pass judgment on someone, understand that God says, now if you come against that person, he says, I'm going to condemn you. All in the process of making your name great. No weapon, children. No weapon that is formed against you. Here's the beauty of the story. Is that God permits you to see it being formed. Oh, you know what they're about. I can't believe they did that. They showed you a long time ago. They showed you. They showed you. Well, they never said anything about me. No, they just said something about me and your presence and you didn't say anything. Didn't you know you were next in line to be talked about? That's how it works. That's how it works. No weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, God says, I'll condemn. This battle,
it's not mine.
It's not yours.
That's right.
It's the Lord's.
Yes.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't last. It won't last. So whatever you're going through, just relax. God got this thing. God got this thing. God got it, and God got you. You're more important to God than the it. Do you really think that God brought you this far to leave you? Look at the stuff that you've been through in your life. Cars, it's cancer, sick, divorce, rejection, lied on, talked about, bad credit, weak credit, no credit, unemployed, underemployed, too qualified to get a job. Everything that you've gone through, he had purpose in mind. Had purpose in mind. And that purpose is for his glory. For his glory. See, what God wants us to do, he wants us to come back to him. That's what this prophet Isaiah is talking about. He's talking about us returning to God. So when you come back to God, he says, I'm right here. I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking. Would you stand with me this morning? God is saying, I'm standing at the door and I'm knocking.